new inventions. There are a lot of cool things coming out. This is not a pun, but I want to tell you about a device which will fit in a pocket. Sony has done it again. It has come out with something a lot of people are going to want. It has nothing to do with music or games. Believe it or not, it is an air conditioner. I know electronics have been getting smaller, but this is incredible. You need a special undershirt with a pocket in just the right place, and the air conditioner can be controlled by an app, of course. If you are hot in bed and don't have air conditioning, there is a new alternative. There is a new device called a bee fan, which attached around the mattress, pumping cool air under the sheets. It is said to be very low wattage. Sometimes you see an invention and think, why didn't anyone ever think of this before? Many of us have seen those old steamer chests people used to take aboard ships. Some of them doubled as a dresser and had drawers. Someone has invented a pull-along suitcase, but it is different from other ones in that it has three drawers, one on top of the next. The handle pulls up high and it doubles as a clothes rack for hanging clothes on it. This is an incredibly simple idea which was very late in coming. Do you do a lot of camping? Some people love it so much they get into the woods whenever they have a chance. The problem with camping is you either have to bring a lot of gadgets with you or accept the fact the experience is going to be very primitive. This has changed. There is now a tent which also acts as a solar panel. The manufacturer says you can charge your gadgets with it and even heat the tent floor if you want. Oh, did I mention the fact the tent has indoor lighting? I wonder what is coming next. I think everyone is interested in the weather. One of the first things you sometimes hear when people are talking is a conversation about the weather. We have all sorts of instruments available to tell temperature, wind speed, humidity and such, but a new one has come out which puts many of them to shame. It is a simple cube, but what it does is far from simple. Inside the cube is a copy of the weather outside your home. If it rains outside, it rains inside the cube. It will show lightning, fog and many other weather conditions. You can even set it up to emulate the weather of anywhere on Earth. The device is made by Kawamoto and called a Tempscope, and the kit costs $200. If you want it for free, you can get the plans from on some open source DIY forums. Flying cars have been talked about for 100 years and some have even been built, but the classiest one I ever saw is the Aeromobile. It is a beautiful car with four wheels, two in the front and two under the tail wing. The side wings fold out to make it become a traditional propeller plane with the propeller in the rear. It is stunning and perfectly at home on the highway and not awkward like past car planes. The dash is a combination of both automobile and airplane gauges and controls. Many of us had our sandwiches stolen from the refrigerator at work. Sometimes you put your name on it, but to no avail. An inventor thought about this problem and he believes he has the answer. It is a sandwich bag which had the looks of mold printed on it, and it make the food inside it looked moldy. He might have a point, as long as you don't eat the food in front of anyone else. Another office invention is one to stop people from drinking out of your mug. It is called the relookable mug. Here is how it works. There is a plug built into the lower part of the mug and it has an end that sticks out like the top of a key. You can remove the plug and the mug becomes useless, put the plug back in the mug and enjoy your drink. Have you seen the video of the woman who licks the lid of an ice cream container and puts the lid back? There is an invention which you can get if you want to protect ice cream you have stored in a public place like a dorm or at work. It is a locking ice cream lid. This will not stop someone from taking the entire container, however. Maybe it should come with an alarm. Tired of people looking into your house through glass doors? A new door has solved this problem. When the door is locked, the glass goes from clear to dense foggy, which cannot be seen through. Tired of walking around the supermarket with a wagon and bumping into people or trying to navigate those small shelves? The problem is now solved by a supermarket in South Korea. All the shelves in the store are virtual. The items they show are not really on the shelves, and all you have to do is press on one. When you are done shopping, the items are waiting for you at the checkout. Did you ever want to see things under a microscope? If you have a smartphone, that is now possible thanks to iMicro, a device which contains lenses that fit over your smartphone's lens. If you include the zoom on your phone, you can magnify objects up to 800 times. One new invention which looks too dangerous to me is the hover shelf. You sit on the device and control it to hover. It uses four propellers. I can just see something going wrong and the operator falling off his or her seat into a propeller. No, this one is not for me. A new robot vacuum cleaner has been introduced. This is not like the ones out today. It cleans your bed and any other surface you want bacteria killed on. On the bed, it will travel under pillows and blankets, blazing a trail back and forth until everything has been cleaned. There are a lot of new inventions coming out. Some are very technical, while others are the "why didn't I think of that" type. The world is changing, and some of the more incredible inventions prove this.